Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 309, 81 degrees with some pre-showers, even though they seem like some substantial downpours and some real heavy rumbles of thunder. The main body of these storms is still to our west and coming at us, so be careful out there if you have to be on the road. If you don't, why not stay inside? It's Monday. I know, hate to break the bad news to you, but if at 309, 310, you don't realize it's Monday already, then you got bigger problems than me telling you it's Monday. July 14th, 2025. Look at that. July is almost half over already. Get the best out of this summer. Get the most out of this summer you can. Wasn't a great weekend, but wasn't a washout. I was able to get the chores done on Sunday. Jumped in the pool for a little bit. Again, not the best day. There were some sporadic showers through the area, but at least able to get some things done if you needed to. Saturday wasn't bad either, but I had to do a lot of running around and some chores on Saturday as well, out and about, not at the house. But got everything done. Hopefully you did too. So like I was saying, the storms that are coming through our area are like the precursors to the front that is coming through. Now, the front that's coming through goes all the way from southern New York down into Maryland, and it's pretty substantial. Hopefully it breaks up a little bit before it gets to our area. But those downpours, the dark clouds, and the thunder you're seeing now is the stuff that's in advance of the line of showers that, again, looks pretty substantial. I would expect us for us to get multiple EAS warnings. The good point here is it'll be out of our area by the end of the show, 6 o'clock, and the rest of the evening should just be cloudy, some clearing, and hopefully cooler. But can't guarantee that. It is summertime. But just know that there will be some heavy downpours. We are under a flood warning in some of our areas. And if you look at what's going around the nation, these storms have been opening up and dropping records amount of rain, causing flash flooding, and that's really what it is, this flash flooding. But you don't want to get caught in it. Even some of the flooding we've had over the past week or two, even in Scranton right here, you had to have the our first responders do some rescues because people try and drive through the water or get through it. I just got a half a block till home. I can make it. And go around. Don't drown. That's the saying, and it's real. So if you don't need to be out on the roads, don't. But you figure between now and 6 o'clock, we're going to have some substantial weather coming through our area. And that's going to be all the way down to the southern border of Pennsylvania up to the northern border of Pennsylvania. So no way to escape it if you're out and about. It's coming at us. I just posted a picture of the radar on my Facebook. So if you're able to take a look at that, you'll be able to see. But if not, I'm sure you have one of these little supercomputers in the palm of your hand like I do that could pull it up right away. But we're going to keep an eye on that. But again, I would be surprised if we don't get multiple EAS warnings. And again, the stuff that's coming through now is the precursor to the heavy stuff, if you believe it. So, I was going through my Facebook memories today, and I had a memory from 9 years ago, 2016, which is really 18 years ago now since this journey started. And I shared the memory. It showed a picture of me and my then daughter, who was 5 at the time, Kaylee, who's now a nurse in Norfolk, Virginia, Children's Hospital. And when she was in kindergarten here, she was recently then diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And she had a diabetic emergency while in school, and we almost lost her. Realizing that we did not have protections in schools, even though her school did have a nurse, that nurse was not in her office. The nurse was actually taking care of another diabetic child in their classroom. So for this scare, you can imagine, we're trying to deal with this new diagnosis, had no experience with type 1 diabetes, learning ourselves how to care for our daughter for the rest of her life, because this is a lifelong chronic disease. And has a diabetic emergency in school, did all the right things, alerted her teacher, went to the nurse. The nurse was not there, so she was sent back to her class. And again, minutes count when you're in the midst of a diabetic emergency. And thankfully, she was semi-conscious, when help got to her and she was able to recover, because even the doctors at the emergency room said a few more minutes and her organs would have started to shut down. So that being said, and learning that there were no protections for the tens of thousands of school children in Pennsylvania, public school children, and again, this was in 2000. In 2007, this took place. I went down to Harrisburg and, well, I did some research first and found that there was legislation pending. 28 other states at the time, and this is 2007, 28 other states had law on their book protecting students in public school for diabetes and EpiPen. At the time, there were no EpiPen laws as well. So I did some research and found that there was legislation pending in Pennsylvania. There was both a House version and a Senate version. The Senate version was sponsored by a Republican. The House version was sponsored by a Democrat. And they had worked together to try and push it through, but it kept stalling in the Education Committee, mainly because the teachers' union was a big advocate against it. They wanted more teachers, which are more nurses. But we know the realistics of budgets. An elementary school with 500 students is not going to hire three or four nurses. You're lucky if you have one nurse. So that wasn't very realistic. So we looked at the model of other states. I partnered with the American Diabetes Association, became an advocate for them, and basically walked into the office in Harrisburg of then-Senator Bob Mello, my senator from here in Pennsylvania at the time, who was the Senate Minority Leader at the time. The pending legislation was the Senate Majority Whip, Senator Jane Orey, a Republican. She was the second highest ranking Republican in the Senate at the time. And it was her bill that I sponsored. And I basically walked Senator Mello into Senator Orey's office, something in 2007 that was unheard of, just like it probably would be today. And I sat down and I told him the story, and I basically said, I'm not going away until we make sure our kids are safe. The tens of thousands. And I had data from every other state. I had data on the incidents that have took place in Pennsylvania and the increasing influx of children being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I got Senator Mello to sign, co-sponsor Senator Jane Orey's bill. And I got him to bring the Democrats behind the bill. And I had Senator Jane Orey, who had the Republicans. And I went down there and had some press conferences and some educational seminars down in Harrisburg. I testified in front of both the Senate and House Education Committee. Took on the Pennsylvania Department of Health because they only wanted nurses to be able to do things like give EpiPen shots at the time or give glucagon shots for type 1 diabetics. The teachers' union, who were focused on hiring more members, nurses, rather than making sure children returned home safe each day. Well, it took 9 years to pass the law, and the law was passed in 2016. And you were allowed to have EpiPens in schools, and now every school provides EpiPens, and you have diabetes-trained staff, regular teachers who they said would never volunteer to do such. School districts were overwhelmed with volunteers. Because almost every school teacher had a type 1 diabetic in their class because of the growth of the epidemic of type 1 diabetes and didn't want to be helpless if something happened. So where their argument was no one would ever volunteer to train to do this because it was on a volunteer basis. And the response was overwhelming. And once the law was passed, my school district, Lakeland School District, was a test case. Was for this legislation where it showed that it was working and working very well. So today's the anniversary of that. Today's the anniversary, and I posted that on my Facebook so you could see pictures from then of us testifying before both the Senate, House, and Education Committees down in Harrisburg, taking 9 years for a simple piece of legislation to make sure our children get off the bus coming home the same way you put them on the bus in the morning. And now you have hundreds of thousands of children in Pennsylvania with type 1 diabetes, where back then it was tens of thousands. And it's growing. It's growing because the epidemic of diabetes type 1 specifically, has been getting worse and worse, like a lot of other chronic diseases. So If your child requires an EpiPen, if your child is a type 1 diabetic and needs diabetes care in their schools, it was because of a hard-fought battle that took 9 years that started in 2007 because of a little girl in the Lakeland School District who almost lost her life. And parents that said they would go anywhere, anytime, any place throughout the entire state to debate anyone. Nurses, the health department, teachers, their unions, and legislators. I went on a tour of the entire state of Pennsylvania, the entire Commonwealth, visiting every single member's office, if they would meet with me or not, who sat on the House and Senate Education Committee to talk to them face to face because letters and phone calls weren't enough. And I remember time and time again, you're not even our constituent. You know, we don't have the time to speak to you. Well, I'm not going anywhere until you do. And that was my stance because at the time, losing my daughter was not an option. So the whole story of that is on my Facebook if you want to check it out with a little update from today that basically said it was 18 years ago today that all this took place. But again, that law took 9 years, 9 years to pass, and it was pretty cut and dry. Let's save children's lives. Tens of thousands at the time, now hundreds of thousands. And if you want to add the anaphylactic shock with EpiPens, it was even more than that. So, you know, a little something from my previous life before I got here, and that was 18 years ago that battle started. And 9 years ago, we were notified, and I actually have the email attached to what my post from the Director of State Government Affairs and Advocacy for the American Diabetes Association congratulating me and a bunch of doctors and other individuals who spearheaded this fight across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to make sure our children were safe in the school environment. It's 3:21 here at WILK. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store right here, something I desperately need and have needed for the past over two years now. They are located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. I have had also from plantar fasciitis to back pain to fused discs to nerve shots and you name it, I've had it done with my back, my feet. You know, walking a beat for decades and standing on my feet, running through New York City in my earlier life. And hey, I'm not a small guy, just standing around now beats up my feet and my arch supports. You could say goodbye to foot pain, hello to personalized comfort with Good Feet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. Arch supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. You could do what I did. You walk into 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You call them at 570-534-0980. You could check them out online at goodfeet.com. Again, I've had them for over 2 years now and have not had an issue with my plantar fasciitis or my back pain. So check them out because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet.